Great Eastern Radio presents the Working from the House interview series, issues and information that matter to our community during the COVID-19 pandemic. Live from his home studio, here's House.
Working from the House, today's guest is Dr. Ed Marins. He is the Chief Clinical Officer at Dartmouth-Hitchcock Medical Center. Dr. Marins, thank you so much for taking the time. I know you're incredibly busy right now.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And to start off with, we are coming off a record day yesterday for COVID-19-related deaths at over 1,800. However, Corona Task Force Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx is saying that we're actually seeing a decline in COVID-19 cases across the nation. I just wanted to see, what's the latest update on testing going on at DHMC right now? And are we seeing that same type thing with those numbers declining?
So our testing in our region, and we have led really the region, we developed our own test here at Dartmouth-Hitchcock, and we've been supporting the state of New Hampshire, as well as a lot of other hospitals, is that we're focused our testing really on patients that require admission, patients in our emergency department and healthcare providers across the region. So we haven't had the ability, and this has been something that Dr. Birx has talked about nationally, we've not had the ability in the United States to test everybody mm-hmm. to understand the nature of the disease. What we have experienced, and what was spoken about last night in that press conference with Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci, is that we're seeing areas in the United States where the shelter in place, stay at home, social distancing is working in areas where it's been more of a challenge. Mm-hmm. I think in the Upper Valley and our region, Vermont and New Hampshire, we are seeing the impact of some really good measures, and we are not seeing the surge of cases that have been seen in other places. I think we've done it really well. I think the response by both states has been robust and people have listened, and we're seeing that here. We are not seeing the influx of patients that you might have seen if that hadn't been the case.
That's really good. We are on the line with Dr. Ed Marins, Chief Clinical Officer at Dartmouth-Hitchcock Medical Center. And moving to clinical trials now, Doctor, DHMC is one of about 100 sites globally that are participating in clinical trials of medications to combat the COVID-19 virus. Now, have these trials, have they begun? What stage are we in? And once they do begin, how long does something like that take before you actually know if the drug is safe or if it's effective to use against the virus?
Yeah, so everyone wants a vaccine, everyone wants a therapy, and the hard part about science takes time, and it takes painstaking measures mm-hmm. to kind of make sure you're doing the right thing so you don't incur harm. We're involved in a very important trial using an antiviral medication that is given intravenously, so you get it through an IV line called remdesivir. Mm-hmm. We will likely have more information about the trial when enough people are enrolled around the world, probably in a month. Right now, we're enrolling people in the trial, meaning that we can provide the drug, but we're not sure of its outcome. I think the hard part about times like this is that everyone is hopeful that the drugs we have are going to work, and hope is great, but scientific results are what guide us to doing the right thing. Sometimes drugs can have harm. So we're engaged in this trial. Arctic did an amazing job. It normally takes about 2 months to get a trial up and running and engaged and approved, and our team was able to do it in less than a week.
Wow.
We got all the approvals, got things up and running. So we feel really fortunate as really the only academic medical center in New Hampshire and only one of three across northern New England to be able to provide this trial. It's just another strength of having an academic medical center in your system. We developed our own testing that's helping the region. We have drug trials, and we're able to do this. So we feel we'll have better data on this in the future. The good part is that if this truly proves to be effective in treating COVID-19, then this drug will be able to be shared across the United States, not just at Dartmouth-Hitchcock, but at other centers as well. This is a drug that was developed by a pharmaceutical company for the Ebola crisis. They stockpiled the drug when we didn't really experience that disease in the United States, so we're trying it against this new virus. So we have stockpiles. And if it works, it can be administered across the United States, not just at the trial centers. It's just another example of what we're trying to do to think the next step along the line to what we can do for our patients in the region.
Yeah, it definitely sounds, definitely a reason to be optimistic. But like you said, everybody wants to find this, vaccine and find a drug that's going to combat the COVID-19 virus. But science takes time. So it's almost like, as a people, we need to be a little more understanding that, you have to test these things out before you can just, mass distribute them to the world. So but it does sound like you guys are right on top of it. So that is exciting stuff. And hopefully, like you said, you'll have some of those answers in the near future. And we're on the line with Dr. Ed Marins, Chief Clinical Officer at Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center. Doctor, again, thank you so much for taking the time. I know you got a lot going on over there and you're incredibly busy. This is fantastic information. Thank you so much for sharing it with our listeners today.
Thanks again, Matt.
You have yourself a great day and stay safe.
Okay, take care.